Now, I've got a little quiz for you. Part of my job, I work for a big carpet company, part of my job is, I can't say training fitters to fit carpets, but I'm responsible for the training of carpet fitters to fit carpets. I've never fitted a carpet in my life, apart from the odd one at home, which I haven't done very well. But I have a fitting services manager who goes out and spends his time training carpet fitters. So I've borrowed some tools. And I'm going to show you these tools one at a time. And I want you to tell me what these tools are for. Right? Now, here's a big clue. They're all to do with fitting carpets. Right? Some of them I'm going to give you the name of the tool. But I want to know what this tool's purpose is. What would a carpet fitter use it for? Right? So, here we go. First one, this is called a Speed Cat. C-A-double-T. Right? And it's got a flat plate with beveled edges. It's got three wheels. They're adjustable by means of these knurled locking bolts here. And if you look very carefully, this wheel is slightly higher than this wheel, which is slightly higher than this wheel. Right? And if you look at it from the side, you'll notice that the wheels are not standing upright. They're at an angle. So, what is the purpose of this tool? Yes? Something to place the carpet. Do you know, that's a very good answer. That is a brilliant answer. But I need a little bit more explanation. Come on then. It does. Absolutely right. I think that deserves a round of applause. That is fantastic. See? What this does is you fit carpet, you fit the underlay and the grip around the edge, and then the carpet goes over the top and it tucks in. And this tool, C-A-T-T, is a creasing and tucking tool. Right? Right? So all these tools have got a specific purpose. Why am I telling you this? Oh, I know why. Because we are told in that passage that we read to be worthy of God's calling. God has a purpose for all of us. We're all like tools. We're all different. But we've all got a job to do. And God wants us to do that job. These tools are my demonstration tools. I've got a friend, one of our trainers, who has one of these, and it's almost white because all the anodized blue has gone because it's a used tool. Whereas this one is just one I keep in my toolkit to demonstrate to fitters, but I've never used it, and the tip is still blue. And apart from a few chips and scrapes from where it's been battering around with everything else, that's really nothing more than an ornament. But for us, God says there is a job for us to do. He wants us to do it. He wants us to fulfill his calling. Now, when you looked at these tools, what did you see? You didn't really understand what you were looking at, did you? Not until I explained what they were for. Now, my five volunteers have all written their names on a piece of paper. And I brought this special offering bag. Can you come out? I want you just to fold it in half and in half again and put your bits of paper in this offering bag here for me. Right? Great stuff. I think there should be five altogether. You can stick around. That's it. Don't sit down again. Because I just might need you in a second as well. Okay? Nick, just put your hand in and give them a good jumble around. Make sure they're all mixed up. Don't go away, John. Sorry, there is a price to pay, you see. All I want you to do is just imagine people are looking at you. Who should they be seeing? Right? What I want you to do is pick your name back out, but you can't look in and see. You've just got to pull one out, and let's see if you get the right name. All right? So, come on, John. See if you can get the right name. Okay. There's five in there. Got it? Okay, pick one out, Leon. Brilliant. His arm's only short, and it's a very deep bag. Oh, you put that back. Oh, you got two. So I thought you got the wrong name and you were cheating. Can't have that. Just anyone you like, Leon, just pull it out. Well, I'll tell you what, leave them all there. Your dad can pick one out. Right? There's two in there as well. Excellent. And that must mean there is one here left, right? That must be yours. Okay. John, have you got the right name? What does it say? Oh. Did you write Jesus on yours instead of your name? Okay. What have you got, Leon? You've got Jesus? You've got Jesus? You've got Jesus? They've all got Jesus. But if you notice what I said, what will people see when they look at you? And will you pull out the right name? Well, you've all pulled out Jesus. Is that who people should see when they look at us as Christians? It is, isn't it? So you did pull out the right name. Excellent. You can pop it back in now. Thank you very much. Now that would be telling, wouldn't it? Hey, but I'll tell you what, where's my old self gone since Jesus changed me? That's a bit of a mystery to me as well. But if we're fulfilling God's calling, then when other people look at us, they should see Jesus in everything that we do. Is that right? Yeah? And if we've got back to our bucket again, can't forget this bucket, can I? What comes out of it? What it's full of. And in our lives, what comes out? What they're full of. So the question we've got to ask ourselves is, what are we full of? Who are we full of? Is Jesus living in? I hope that's true for everybody. Because we need to have Jesus in our lives and other people will see him in us. Let's sing again. The Lord's My Shepherd, the modern version, number 1030 in the books.